Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's Otis Redding bringing us back, the late, great Otis Redding. Thanks for being part of our day. Having a great visit with our good friend Connie Sertucci, who's Senior VP of Small Business Accounting Solutions at Sage North America. Sage is the folks who, as we talked earlier, they're the folks who've had the Peachtree brand that's been so successful, and we've all known all these years, and now they've been going through some rebranding. We talked about that last segment. Another thing that Connie, congratulations and thank you for investment that you're making in polling small business owners to find out what's going on with them. You guys are doing a lot of work there, a great job with that. There's a new body of work that you're doing on how small business owners allocate their time and their energy. And as I've been saying all these years, we have too many hats to wear, not enough heads to put them on. And there's always, at the risk of mixed metaphors, there's always a bunch of alligators snipping at our heels or trying to take a leg off. And right. So knowing how to allocate our time and our resources is the most important discipline we have, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And the survey that you're referring to that we just completed, we called it the Disparate Application Survey. And to give you just a little bit of history behind that survey, it all started when we were visiting in their place of business. Very small businesses, entrepreneurs, businesses with less than 9 employees. Most of them actually had less than 4. And we were just observing because we wanted to see, not how they do their back office accounting, but how they manage their business. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. They were spending all of their time doing things like managing tasks, managing projects, sometimes most of them using paper for that, mm-hmm. Managing when it came time to bill for their services. They would use all different types of applications for their invoicing, lots of redundant entry.
And unfortunately, Connie, I've seen this too many times, the whole process is so clunky, and this is incredible to me, folks. It's so clunky that it actually causes them to delay getting their invoices out, sometimes to the point where the company doesn't even make it because of that.
Yeah,
Connie, it's just preposterous to me. I'll tell you something. If there's one thing I learned how to do early on, is get those invoices out on time.
Absolutely. And then also track the payments.
That's right.
That was the other thing that we saw, because many of them were using Excel to track mm-hmm. their due dates. And they, mm-hmm. we asked this one small business, how do they know when things are past due? And she just had it. I know it in my head, or I have it in the file folder.
Yeah.
So it was really an eye-opening experience. And that led us to doing more quantitative research in this area, and those are the results that we just got back on the survey itself.
Well, and then from the results of that research, you're able to more finely tune and focus your products and solutions for your customers, and that's the lesson for us small business owners. Find out those kinds of things about our customers. And then finally tune our approach, our resources, and our effort to help customers, right?
Absolutely. And this goes back to your point around the brand. It has to, everything, no matter who you are as a small business owner, the cornerstone of your brand has to be the customer. And you can't serve your customer unless you know what your customer's needs are and what their pain points are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly right. I know that part of the survey was about automation. What are you doing? Are you using automation? How much automation are you using? There are so many tools that are available today. Your company has many of them, bunch of them. There are other places, different disciplines, different tasks. There's so mm-hmm. much technology available to help small business owners automate and become more efficient. and to give them time back. It's a way of synthesizing time for them, isn't it?
It is. In fact, when we asked them, what did they spend their time on? Over half of them said it was just in records management, bookkeeping, and invoicing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Jim, we asked a little bit deeper around how many applications do you use to manage your daily activities? And almost 70% said they used more than three, and around 40% used more than four.
Wow.
And a big part of the issue was that none of these work together.
Yeah.
So it was redundant entry.
And that's
it
the reason why if you can find solutions that integrate all that, that's why it'll help you folks. And I have to say, Sage has got to some of that there. Sage.com, is that right, Connie?
We actually are launching our new site today. It's na.stage.com.
Thank you, Connie. Quick break. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.